views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Welcome to Generations Talk Radio. I am your host, Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Thanks for joining us today. We are here every Wednesday at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460. If you want to give us a call, you can do so at 605-4567 or jump in the chat room at kcnr1460.com. Wow, what a week it has been, and I'm still not home. I have a home, so I'm not super upset about being evacuated, but it is just a very surreal experience. My guest this morning is Rich Pinnell from Vitek Mortgage Group. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Sharon. I'm glad you're okay.
I am, and I'm very, very fortunate because my house is on Sunflower Drive, and that street made a lot of headlines through this time because many, many homes on one end of the block did not survive. Luckily, my end, a little cul-de-sac, there's seven houses there that did. But of course, we were kind of facing that very first evacuation order. Fortunately, I took that very seriously when I woke up on Thursday morning, and at 6:30 in the morning, the first news was they were blocking the road at my intersection, Buena Ventura and 299. And seeing that outside your back door got me thinking, I think, a lot more than a lot of people because it was right there.
It's very visual.
Very visual. And so I started getting my things together, have a great friend on the east side who's got a big garage, and she said, here's a garage door opener. And, I mean, and I got my Christmas ornaments, you know, all the stuff my kids made, their baby books, clothing, jewelry.
You were organized.
I was organized. I have about six rolling suitcases. I filled them up. Why not? You know, and all I could think about as I was doing this was, this is going to be such a pain to unpack all this. And, of course, now I can't wait to unpack all of it, you know, how things have shifted. Because no one, even though we thought this evacuation would happen on my side of town, I don't think anyone, of course, realized the magnitude of the effects of all of this.
We've had fires in this area for, of course, decades, but never downtown like this one. And this really got close to downtown.
Oh, it really, really did. And you know, I can't thank the first responders enough. All of our PD and Sheriff's Department and firefighters and National Guard. And my daughter actually drove up from San Luis Obispo. She drove into this.
Oh, wow.
Because she was worried for me and wanted to be here. And, of course, we thought we might get back in sooner. And that, you know, the patience is a virtue. But she just left yesterday and put a sign on her passenger side window that said, you know, thank you, all the firefighters, for saving my home. As she drove down I-5, got honks and waves. And
it's just amazing that those firefighters and first responders have been out there for some for a whole week at this point. Mm-hmm. And they're just doing their jobs. Mm-hmm. And they're catching catnaps where they can. And it's been a lot of cool. I was driving down North Market yesterday around noontime, and of course it's blocked at Benton is blocked right there. Mm-hmm. And a gal in a little red, I don't know, Toyota or something, got out of her car. She had two cups of Dutch Bros in her hand and walked over to the guys that were standing there and handed them the coffee. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of stuff around this town that's just making such a difference.
Yes. And, you know, the other crazy thing, and I think this has gotten better, but, you know, the mental health of these firefighters was, I mean, to spend that many days without sleep, exhausted, and feeling like you're not accomplishing anything. I mean, this fire behavior was not what they've been trained for. They're doing everything they've ever been taught. It's not working.
No.
You know, the fire is, the, you know, the craziness of which we've all heard. But you just got to wonder, these men and women on these front lines, like, just doing everything, and how beat down you feel. Because it's one thing if you're not sleeping and you're accomplishing things and you're protecting things and if you're getting those lines, you know, containment is going up.
Right.
But to work that hard and all that training and then this fire, I mean, I think, you know, we're going to see a lot of agencies looking at this and how this fire behavior was, and it's going to change the landscape of what went down. And, you know, because, you know, we've got the Santa Rosa fire, which I think we all were in fear of that kind of situation, which it kind of, when it went over to Keswick, it was kind of like that,
right,
that fast moving. But this fire behavior, just to hear them say how this is nothing like they've ever seen in, you know, 20 plus years.
Well, yeah, they were talking where my home is up on the hill, and I was out of town last week. So this was absolutely surreal to watch this happen from a couple thousand miles
and
away.
And scary because,
I have no control.
The pictures they're showing, too, are the worst. You know, that's the news. It's, you know, so they're not showing your house safely.
No.
They're showing all these areas and this looming fire on the west side that you could see all the horizon and all these photos. So, I mean, I have friends from the back east. It looks like our whole town got burned down.
Exactly.
You know, because that's the newsworthy picture.
Well,
but it's scary
if
you're not here to see what's left.
And they kept talking about it. You know, if we can't stop it here, we're going to try to stop it at Highway 5 where it runs through the middle of Redding. And now that may have been an overblown statement by that person, but the reality is that's what the national news is reporting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in Texas, and I was hearing this stuff, and I'm getting feeds from my kids who live here, one of the kids lives down in Lake Redding Estates, and he's still not home. Thank God his house is still there.
Yeah, that was a hard-hit area.
Yeah, literally a block over, Harlan's gone. So it's just tough.
Yeah,
just tough.
And you know, my biggest concern was, and thankfully it didn't happen, was, you know, once it got to Happy Valley, if it gets down to Cottonwood and that hits I-5, that's our exit route.
Right.
You know, and then you've got this whole community trying to leave. They're going to open up all the lanes one direction, probably like they did with Lake Oroville and that whole dam, you know, issue.
Exactly.
But, you know, north, it's going north. It was like horseshoeing us in.
Right.
You know,
in North Market Street, it hit national news. The North Market Street going out, all lanes going out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, and we don't know what to do with the people when they hit Lake Boulevard because we're not set up to turn them. They can't turn left to go out towards Keswick, and they can't turn right to get to the freeway because there's no access. And it just got to be
crazy. And that's the scary stuff. And then, of course, you know, that Thursday night gridlock when all of this was happening, one of my girlfriends, she goes, this is a lesson. You know, her partner in her business was up, you know, in over by Benton Drive in that area, and she went to him to help evacuate. Well, she put herself in the middle of all of this.
Right.
And when they say evacuate, that means your car's packed, you go right then. It doesn't mean you start packing, which I think a lot of people took order and started packing.
Right.
So she's in the middle of this trying to get out now. People are driving on sidewalks, ramming, you know, cop cars. You know, it's a scary mayhem when you think this fire is going to come over the top of you.
Yep.
You know, just like when Lake Oroville, the dam failure, I mean, people, you know, it's like fight or flight. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I just think, you know, we'll all do things differently.
I think so.
You know, I think it's
Better plan for the future.
Mm-hmm.
It may never happen in our lifetimes again, but it does wake us up.
Well, and we live in an area that this is a possibility. I mean, we put ourselves, and I think in one of the press conferences, one of the gentlemen said, you know, we live in a forestry area. We live where there's a lot of fuel for this kind of thing. And so I think having a go bag and having, you know, I had grandma's jewelry in one place, you know, my passport, having kind of your valuables situated to, you know, during fire season to be able to get a quick exit.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably something that, especially on the west side, where we back up to that, all of that green belt and all of the, you know, forestry.
And I imagine there's a lot of people out there doing a lot of videos of their personal items within their homes.
Absolutely.
We didn't have it. We're the classic, tell everybody else to do it.
Yeah.
And hadn't done ours. I actually wound up having one of my granddaughters film the china and silver and just to make sure we had a record of it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break and talk more with Rich. And being that Rich has been in the mortgage industry for years and has a lot of experience, he's going to go through some tips and things to think about to educate us. And I have a few things that I want to chat about, too, regarding this and our local small businesses. So stay tuned for more Generations Talk Radio right after this.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Welcome back to Generations Talk Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. If you want to chat about anything that Rich and I are talking about this morning, feel free to give us a call at 605-4567 or jump in the chat room at kcnr1460.com. So Rich Pinnell from Vitech Mortgage Group, he's a great co-host on a day when I'm still displaced, sleeping in a room with, at an amazing friend's home, but still not on my A game. So when Rich emailed me and was like, hey, Sharon, how about I come on your show on Wednesday? I'm thinking, thank the Lord, because if I miss my mark this morning, I can count on Rich to help me recover. So, you know,
not a problem.
Yeah. So, you know, in your experience, you know, dealing with reverse mortgage, I know there's impacts from what's going on in our community that this can impact our seniors for sure.
Absolutely.
You know, and of course, I know it has. I know a gal that lost her home. We've got seniors that may have equity in their homes and their kids lost their homes. So they may want to help them. There's a lot of different ways that...
Lots of dynamics going on out there right now.
So, what
I want to talk about today was I'm very concerned about, one, the seniors that have reverse mortgages, and they're not sure what they do, especially if they lost their home or if they had serious damage to their home.
Mm-hmm.
And the first and foremost, and you've heard it repeatedly the last week, call your insurance agent. He's your first contact. She's your first contact. You have to get them involved in the process.
Mm-hmm. And as we talked about just a second ago, there are companies that will say, oh, let me go to your insurance company. I'll get your claim processing. Don't go to a middleman.
No.
Nothing's free in this world. So that person's making their money somewhere, whether they take a percentage of the settlement money or whatever. Go to your insurance agent, your homeowners. And by the way, my homeowners company has already called me twice checking on me, which I thought was great. I have Safeco.
Yep.
But really funny, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but really funny story. So as I get the reverse 911 call on Thursday night about 8, and I'm heading down Eureka Way, another 1-800 number calls me, and I'm thinking it's another, you know, warning, and it's my company hooked to Safeco saying, "We know there's forest fires going on in your area. Would you like us to come spray fire retardant on your home?" And I said, you know, this would have been a great call 2 days ago, but I just got evacuated, and they're not letting you back in my neighborhood to spray that.
Right.
But, you know, those of us that have, you know, amazing, you know, homeowners companies, hopefully they're already reaching out. My local agent reached out to be sure I was okay. But you're right, that people that haven't started that claim, it takes some time. There's a ton of claims being processed. Get that phone call in. Even when I opened mine, they said it'll be 2 days before somebody probably gets to you.
But there's even the local agents, a lot of them are able to give you some upfront money if you need to stay in a hotel and you don't have the resources to do that. The other thing, there will be companies, like you said, that come in and say, we'll handle this for you. You won't have to deal with it. A lot of those companies will ask for upfront money.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my concerns is a lot of the seniors out there that have reverse mortgages took them with a line of credit, and they have a bucket of money sitting there. And under no circumstances should they use that bucket of money to get through this time.
Mm-hmm.
Between their insurance company, family and friends and credit cards, your insurance company is going to take good care of you, especially if you've had a total loss.
Mm-hmm.
But don't get tied up with a third party that asks you for money up front. Anybody out there that's doing work like you suggested doesn't want any money up front. And don't let them take a percentage of your settlement from the insurance company.
Yeah, and we are vulnerable now. I mean, if this is made national news, these people are going to trek up here and set themselves up places and try to talk to, you know, families and seniors. And, you know, unfortunately, as we've seen with the looting and everything else, when you have like a national disaster, you know, like this, there's you know,
yeah,
people that are not
integrous. There's looters out there, and I just can't believe.
You know, there's looters in a lot of different ways, like looters that are going to hit you financially, looters that are going to break into your home. You know, we need to be really aware. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Right, and if you're in a situation where you're not sure about somebody pitching you on something, call a family friend. Heck, call me. I'm the most skeptical guy in the world. There are no free lunches out there. And, you know, my cell number is 941-4130. And if you have a question about whether something's happening that's correct or not, call me.
Yeah.
I'm going to direct you. I don't have all the answers. Nobody does. But I will direct you to somebody that does have all the answers. And then if you lost your home completely, there are options, whether you have a reverse mortgage on it or you have a conventional mortgage on it or you own it outright. You have lots of options. Talk to somebody that can help you figure out your way through those options.
And do people, and I wondered this, and I don't know if you know, but so let's say it's a total loss.
Okay.
Are you supposed to keep paying your mortgage?
And I'll get to that. Whether it's a reverse mortgage or a forward mortgage, if you're in that situation, call your lender. There's tons of different programs. The answer to that directly is no, you're not going to continue paying your mortgage.
Yeah, because you know you're expending money to, you know, rent a new place now.
Right.
They don't want you trying to pay that and pay your mortgage.
Right.
You know, on top of it. It's crazy questions that you don't think about.
No, and there's lots of resources. The banks in town will certainly be helpful, but there's a lot of people that have mortgages with online, like Quicken Mortgages and those kind of places.
Mm-hmm.
They all have a program. They all know what's going on. The people that are here locally understand the trauma we're going through and probably will be better able to directly answer your questions.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple of things. First of all, nobody's rebuilding a home this year. It's not going to happen. By the time they get plans through the city or county and get ready to go, it's going to be too late in the year to do the kind of things that they're going to have done. So make plans based on long term. And as I said, if you completely lost your home, talk to somebody that can walk you through the pieces. I know that people that have reverse mortgages are going to say, well, I'm not going to be back in my home for a year. And that's one of the triggers on a reverse mortgage of it being due and payable is if you don't live in the home for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Your servicer, which is on your monthly statement, can help you walk you through that process.
There's extenuating circumstances.
Exactly.
Here. Yeah.
And if you don't know who your servicer is because you lost all your paperwork, HUD has an office in Southern California. HUD, FHA, are the people that actually administer the reverse mortgage program for the federal government. And their number in Southern California is 1-800-225-5342. And if nothing else, they can tell you who your servicer is. They can hook you up with the company that did your original reverse mortgage. And if you don't know how to get that done, once again, call me.
Well, and I think it's like the dust is settling. The reality is sinking in with these, all of these overwhelming tasks now. I mean, you know, last week we were just in defensive mode. You know, we were just trying to survive all of this. And now the fallout is, you know, this is our new normal, I was calling it.
Yeah.
You know, so now we're here and now we've got to start the tedious process of figuring this thing out.
Yeah.
You know,
you've been living with your in-laws or your kids or your parents for the last year for the last week. Now it's time to figure out how to get out of their bedroom in the back, mm-hmm. and actually figure out how you're going to live for the next 6 months to a year.
Yeah. And I mean, and I think that they do, in my policy, there's a, you know, clause, and I think it's in a lot of policies, that they will pay for a like home.
Correct.
You know, so if you had a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath or whatever, now we'll see. I know there's a lot of homes that were for sale that the owners are doing long-term leases on. You know, but this market's going to be very interesting for a lot of these families to find housing.
We have 900 families out there without a living structure, mm-hmm. today. There is no 900 open homes,
right.
ready for lease. So, mm-hmm. some people are staying at the hotels. I read something that the lady that had the chickens in her car finally found a place down at the Gaia because they would take animals.
Yeah, I didn't hear there was a lady with chickens in her car.
She lived in her car with her kids, her two dogs, and her chickens for 3 days, trying to find some place that would take everybody in. So,
well, did you see that about the albino 14-foot python that got me? So
that was pregnant, but is not now pregnant, is one of the things I heard.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, I had a friend that was posting all over Facebook all the tips about the fire. And she's like, you know, I've survived the fire, but this damn python scares the crap out of me. You know, it's like we survived the fire, but the python roaming through South Reading was a lot scarier than, you know, but, you know, I think, you know, there are moments of humor in this.
Yes.
You know, I try to find them. And, you know, doing what I do for a living, you know, taking care of families, I do laugh sometimes. I mean, you can't lose your sense of humor in life.
You can't.
And it's been so much tragedy, so much loss. At the same time, to recognize how much people are doing, you know, how much is there still to do as a volunteer. If you know, if we can come together, and even me being displaced, it's like I want to figure out some more stuff to do. To
yeah.
help other people, because I'm fortunate to be in a situation where, you know, I'm
You're
just
okay.
myself.
You're
it's
okay.
me and my dog,
yeah.
you know, and so I chose not to get a hotel room because I had so many other options of places to stay, and I know that there are people that really needed the rooms, and I have some clients that they're living with their children and they needed an extra room, and we're actually caregiving in a couple hotels for families.
Wow.
You know, and so, you know, I think all of us are just, you know, really, really trying the best we know how to be neighborly and to support each other. And we just need to continue to do so.
And there's so many hero stories out there.
Yeah.
right now.
And
the
I
businesses
think more and more we're going to hear it. Yeah.
Chamber is working on a list of the businesses that have stepped up and mm-hmm. gone beyond what's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter-in-law was over at Habit, her burger the other day, and the manager at Habit comped two firefighters' meals that were in line with them.
Mm-hmm.
Just that kind of stuff. And
right.
we never hear about it. Those are the businesses that we really need this support and mm-hmm. help going forward as we're getting back to our regular lives.
Yeah, our new normal.
Yeah, our new normal. I like that. Well, I didn't yeah. like it when it was originally used, but I like it now.
Yeah. It's like, and I do want to talk more about kind of what's facing us, some of our small businesses, and what we can do to continue to support our small businesses that, you know, the economy, you know, we need to keep our economy strong.
Yes.
You know, we need to keep people employed. And this paralyzing feeling of just kind of surviving day to day, now we know we're here, we're dealing with the consequences, we need to kind of get back to life.
I agree.
You know, we
I
need
agree.
To kind of get back to life. And I actually am going to the gym after we're off the air and just, I haven't been. I need to just, you know, clear my head a little bit. You know, my gym wants me there.
Yes.
You know, those employees, they're there. They want to continue to work. And so, you know, finding the time to do those things and get back into the swing of life, as difficult as it is, I think it's going to feel better.
It will.
Yeah.
And those people working in those businesses, a lot of them are minimum wage. And who gets hurt the most if they go home?
Right.
I mean, we're okay. Basically, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call our group is, we're okay. We don't need to hurt those people that are barely getting by and maybe working two jobs.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make sure that they have. So the car washes, the gas stations, whatever you do normally, it's time to do it mm-hmm. again.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a quick break and come back with more with Rich. Stay tuned for more Generations Talk Radio right after this.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home.
The parties and the activities are great.
I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Welcome back to Generations Talk Radio. I am your host, Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Thanks for joining us. If you want to give us a call at 605-4567 with any questions or comments today, or jump in the chat room at kcnr1460.com. My guest this morning is Rich Pinnell from Vitek Mortgage Group. One of the things that we alluded to a little bit in the last segment, Rich, that I did a Facebook post about on my personal page, Sharon Jensen Clark, if you want to look, if anybody wants to go read it and share it, is really, again, supporting our small business. I was texting with my car detailer last night, who's super slow, because the last thing people think about doing is getting their car detailed.
Right.
And he employs, minimum wage workers, and he's panicking. And in this post, I said, it's weird, this new normal. We've all been paralyzed, but these small businesses, your dry cleaner, get your pedicure, get your coffee, get your car detailed, whatever your normal was, because these folks need...
Get back to your normal.
Yes, because we don't want to lose small business. We've lost a lot.
Right.
We don't want to lose our small businesses. And so as weird as it seems, and I'm getting my car detailed on Friday, it's something... I actually had it on the books for Monday, which, of course, that was in a day I could make it. But I think it's really important that whatever that was for you, get your dog groomed.
Yes.
You know, whatever your routine was, not only is it good for our mental health and psyche to get ourselves back into that routine, but also, again, these small business owners, they're employing, you know, folks, and some of these folks may have lost their home or their rental. I feel really bad for the people that were renting, because even if they have rental insurance, that doesn't pay for any costs getting them a new home. It pays for their contents, if I'm right. I don't think a lot of those.
I don't know how those clauses.
I don't think they pay for a new first and last month's rent, and so I'm hoping, you know, with all of this fundraising, and there's so many different things going on with fundraising, that some of these folks that need to get into a place and need first and last, and you know, and maybe didn't have renter's insurance and need cookware and beds, and you know, hopefully we're going to be able to take these funds and figure out where all this is going to go.
Well, you know,
how does it get to the right people?
Yes. Well, maybe if there's an insurance agent listening to the show, give us a call and tell us if renter's insurance is going to take care of these people or if they're in serious trouble.
Right.
But getting back to your point about the businesses in town have to be healthy. We were out of town last week, so Cheryl went shopping yesterday at the grocery store. There was nobody in the grocery store. And you think about all those people that are working there. Well, guess what? Management's sending the people home if they're not busy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's scary, because that's going to affect the rest of the economy in this town, because those people are then not going out and grabbing a hamburger for dinner.
Yeah. Well, and you think, you know, all of these folks that are in these evacuation centers don't need to go grocery shopping anymore.
Right.
Because they're getting meals there. And all this food donated and whatnot's coming in. And so, right, I mean, the holiday markets of the world, you know, our small retailers.
Right.
You know, Safeway's going to survive, you know, but I think the smaller retailers, the Kent's Market, the holiday, I think that's a great point.
Yeah.
You know.
We had a caller call in say that it is California law that if your home is destroyed and you're renting, you have 30 days to get your deposit back into a new home.
Oh,
I haven't
perfect.
Been able to confirm that yet, but we do have somebody who said that's an option.
Good. Well, that's good for the renters to know.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
For landlords, if you have a renter,
right.
To know that's to get them those funds probably sooner than later if you can, so that these folks can. And I was thinking about all these kids, you know, back to school.
Yeah.
And again, hoping that some of the funds that we're all raising as a community, you know, I qualify as an evacuee to get free tacos and all this kind of stuff. I haven't taken advantage of any of that. I'm fortunate. I don't need to.
Our company sent up 100 backpacks yesterday, and we started distributing those to places that would take them.
Even if these people have the funds, they're focusing on getting so much stuff done. The last thing you want to do maybe is try to figure out for your kids their backpacks and back to school.
And
you
it's amazing for things outside the area. People, there's a GoFundMe account that was set up by a local youth soccer organizations that's based over in the Santa Rosa area. They set up a GoFundMe account and broadcast it to their 50,000 members.
Mm-hmm.
But where does the money go? We talked about that a little earlier.
Yeah.
How do we get it down to the people that really need it? You and I don't need it.
Right. So that's what I want to be sure is that, and there's a lot of reimbursements coming from insurance.
Right.
So, you know, maybe these funds will be rebuilding a park that burned down, you know, taking the burden off of our city. And some of these expenses, you know, I earmarking it. I actually made a joke off air to you about, you know, maybe these funds help, you know, feed the pets at Haven Humane. And then you told me there's a room full of food.
Yeah.
They've got so much food for the pets.
But they need food for the volunteers that are taking care of all these pets.
Well, I know. And they actually, if you're looking to do something, I did hear that they could use dog walkers down there.
Yep.
To take. And that's a great way to volunteer to do dog walking.
There we go. You do have to be over 18 in order to do that.
Okay.
So I have a friend who was taking her grandson, who was 15, to go help, and they wouldn't, they weren't able to let him help. But my friend.
So you could take your 15-year-old as long as you did it together.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
With a parent.
So you have to be over 18 in order to walk a dog.
Yeah. I think, and that's a great way to get involved.
Exactly.
I mean, I think people that are displaced and you're sitting in a shelter and, you know, pet therapy, you know, help with these dogs. You know, until they can be reunited with their owners. And
if you are staying in a shelter and you're looking for something to do, go volunteer someplace. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you don't have to go home and cut your grass today. That's not a requirement
right.
anymore.
That's right. I mean,
as you said, we have to have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Or this place, or our heads blow up.
There are a couple on my block, or I don't know if it's my block, but I saw some photos where the house was gone, but the lawn was completely pristine in front of it.
There was a video down in Lake Redding. All the houses burned out, and the evergreen trees in the backyard are still standing. And there's no way.
That's really tornado-like.
Yes.
You know, with this dropping on certain homes and skipping other homes, you know, and pulling trees. I heard trees came out of the ground. Yeah. Concrete was pulled up.
Yes.
You know, which again, I think is what shocks all of our seasoned, you know, firefighters. Is just, and back to the Santa Rosa thing and them doing the GoFundMe, that's a community that definitely understands what we're facing.
Right.
They still have, I'm sure, residual effects of what went on.
They aren't even close to being rebuilt.
Yeah, I know a couple people that I've come across this year in Reading in the service industry that were from Santa Rosa and said, you know, we lost everything. We might as well move.
Right.
And I think we may end up losing some amazing community members, too. If you were like, hey,
I'm
thinking about it,
yes.
You know, and you've lost everything, there may be people, again, with what you said about the housing shortage and what we're going to do about that, there may be people that move closer to their own family to get the help while they get on their feet again.
Right.
And leave. I hope that doesn't happen. I hope we can keep all of our community together. But I certainly understand the need.
So many of the people in Santa Rosa were apartment dwellers and living in complexes like that, and so they had no roots to the area.
Mm-hmm.
Here, we lost mostly homes. I didn't hear of one apartment building that was burned down, which changes the dynamic of this situation, mm-hmm. certainly. But how do we get back? Let's go back to normal. We have to stay focused on that.
Yeah.
What did you do 3 weeks ago that you could replicate this week?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do those things. Help our local businesses stay in business. Especially the small ones, not like you said, as you said, Safeway is going to be fine. But there's a lot of people out here hurting, and there's a lot of low income people that are hurting in this
mm-hmm.
situation
mm-hmm.
before they ever find a new apartment.
I was actually in Chico for a couple of days, and I went into a health food store there to get a juice, and they had a huge bin marked for the car fire victims. Diapers and wipes and maxi pads and, you know, whatever, all the toiletries and the gal. I mean, Chico is very aware,
yeah.
not only what we were going through, but kind of on alert a little bit. I mean, there was a time when this thing's getting bigger and bigger and bigger and heading south.
Yes.
And so, you know, a couple of the, you know, they said, are you from, you know, when I said I was from Reading, oh my gosh, how
yeah.
are you? And so, you know, all of these outlying areas, all, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio donated money.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's, you know, my biggest, you know, sadness for me on the West Side is the loss of Whiskey Town. And in our lifetime, will it ever be
the same again.
What it was,
yes.
And, you know, I was out there on 4th of July on a friend's pontoon boat. We parked at one of the islands. We paddleboarded all day. I had the most amazing last visit at Oak Bottom, and which is no longer there.
Right.
Or, you know, not much. And so I that treasure of our community, I so hope, you know, we can get it cleaned up. I know they've closed it for foreseeable future, and I understand why. These trees are probably not structurally sound. It's a danger to have people out there. That is not a priority.
Right. And there are no services out there.
Yeah.
And the Forest Service has been stretched so thin mm-hmm. every place else.
Yeah.
They need time to regroup and figure out how they're going to rehab that area. But that's, once again, that's not something that happens overnight.
No.
We'll be lucky to have it back next summer.
And I think it's no matter what, I'll still go out. But I'm just going to be a little bit melancholy about this beautiful treasure that, you know, brought a lot of money and tourism to our area.
And brought a lot of us here.
Yeah.
I mean, we're here for 30 some odd years because mm-hmm. we found ourselves driving from San Jose to be at Chasta Lake every
right.
chance we got.
Right.
So why not live where you want to go?
Yes. Yes. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be wrapping up our last segment here in a few minutes. Rich Pennell from Vitech Mortgage is joining me. Stay tuned for more Generations Talk Radio right after this. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Friends, and a close-knit community. Things that have always been present in the North State. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center's motto has always been, supporting local, we're all in it together. And in the wake of the devastating car fire, these words ring true. Joe and the entire staff at Orchard Nutrition Center would like to extend a heartfelt thank you to the men and women of our first responders and countless volunteers in our wonderful community. Many of the Orchard Nutrition Center family of staff have been evacuated. With varying hours of operation, Orchard Nutrition Center remains open. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center on Locust Street in Redding. From the Orchard Nutrition Center family to yours, we're all in it together.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Blues Hall of Famer Robert Cray is bringing his band back to the Cascade Theater in Reading for a show you don't want to miss. Robert Cray blends blues, soul, and American roots with a soulful voice and precision guitar work that's earned him 5 Grammys. The Robert Cray Band, Friday, August 3rd at the Cascade. Get tickets now at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
On Generations Talk Radio today. I'm your host, Sharon Clark. My guest this morning has been Rich Pennell from Vitech Mortgage Group. I do want to give a little shout out to a fundraiser happening this Friday, August 3rd. It's Pint Night, 3 to 11. Go have a beer at Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar. This is a perfect way to support a local small business. And probably that's been affected because the last thing people feel like doing is going out to a wine bar, maybe, or maybe they do. I don't know. they will be doing the fundraiser. It's on right off of Hilltop, 2155. Again, this Friday, August 3rd, 3 to 11, live music, Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar, and join the fundraiser. And again, supporting a small business and also raising money for those affected by the car fires. So.
And the couple that own Kelly's Wine Bar, a local big supporter of the chamber. Robert has run Ambassador Limousine for years. Just a great couple.
Yeah.
And they just bought that bar probably 2 months ago.
Okay. I didn't know, because Robert's the one that was writing me on Facebook. I didn't know he was the owner.
Yeah.
They bought it. Okay.
They just bought it a little
great.
While ago.
Well, I'm going to try to stop by that because that sounds really fun. That's part of what we've been mentioning in the show is getting back to your normal routine and making sure that these small businesses don't have to close their doors in the middle of all of us kind of being paralyzed a little bit.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And they even have an outdoor patio, and it's only going to be mid-90s on Friday, so you would sit in there.
So what? Any final thoughts that you wanted to throw out there regarding reverse mortgage and our seniors and this challenging time?
Basically, let's make sure that if you know a senior that has a reverse mortgage and they're expressing concern about their situation, if you are a senior that has a reverse mortgage and you have questions about what's going on, give me a call. Part of my job with BiTech is education. And I'm going to certainly mark anybody I talk to up to the education side of my job, because it's important that seniors know where they can find information, what they should be doing. And I'll reiterate, if you haven't already, call your insurance agent, find out what coverages you have, find out how much they can help you initially. If you have a line of credit, don't let anybody tell you you have to spend that to rebuild your home. You do not. That's why you have insurance. And give me a call. My cell is on most of the day, most of the night. I probably won't answer it at 1 o'clock in the morning, but other than that, 941-4130. I will always answer your calls if I can. And if I can't, I'll get back to you right away. So please leave me a voicemail message if I don't answer the phone.
Great. And again, if you're listening and you're wondering what you can do, is thank these first responders.
Yes.
You know, whether it's with a coffee or just a word of support, all these National Guard folks, men and women, have just been amazing. And, you know, unfortunately, there was some, you know, talk through Facebook too that, you know, some folks were challenging them.
Yes.
And you know, again, while my home is safe and intact, there are other homes in my neighborhood that are not. Once you open the floodgates into these areas, people get curious.
Yes.
All that traffic's going through. We want these folks that lost their homes to be able to get back in, sift through that, see what they can recover.
Right.
There are, you know, some of these areas that there may be some things that they can recover.
Well,
so we don't want
all
these people back in there. And we've got to respect the orderly, you know, way that this is happening. There's reasons. They can't explain everything to all of us why they're doing it the way they're doing it.
Well, I noticed one thing on one of the videos that was playing on Facebook yesterday was swimming pools. The house is gone, the fence is gone, and there's a swimming pool sitting with water in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know one of the things that the city is worried about is suppose somebody falls into that swimming pool. Now, you know, pools are supposed to be fenced. There's a whole bunch of them out there that are not.
Whether it's children or pets or whatever.
Once you open those gates, if you will, to those neighborhoods, the kids are going to go down there on their bikes to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
This has been their focus for the first time in their life for a whole week. Can you imagine the number of 10-year-olds and teenagers that want to see what that really looks like if their neighborhood was spared?
Right. Well, and I do want to also say, you know, when they open up these areas, let the people that live there get in. Let's not all get in our cars and try to go check it out.
Yeah.
Then there's a congestion of traffic stopping the people that really need to get in there. I know that when they started opening up some stuff on the west side, my daughter was trying to drive up to see if that included our neighborhood, and she could barely get up the hill.
Yeah.
And so because everybody wants to see and everybody's curious, but refrain from that. Let these folks that live there get back in, settle in. I understand people are curious, but we need to, you know, take our time and let these families get in there. And if they did lose their home, get their photos, you know, see what mementos are there. I did see a man that was able to get in and found a wedding ring, burned the box, completely burned his grandmother's ring, and found it and took a picture of it.
Yeah.
And those are the kinds of things we don't want to get the wrong people back in these neighborhoods, you know, taking more from these families.
Well, and so many people have lock boxes and fire resistant boxes and that they didn't get out. And they're going to go back in and be able to find those things because a lot of the homes were not total losses. They were burn one side of the house. There'll be a lot of repair work to be done, but the inside of the house is still intact, but it may not be secured because doors have been breached, windows have blown out. And we have to try to protect our community, what's left of it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I'm so glad you reached out to come on with me today because I was feeling a little bit disheveled and, you know, moving. Now I'm finally with a friend that I'm going to be out for another week. You know, I think that, you know, we all want a timeline, and me included.
Yes. Yes.
I was very good about evacuating out on Thursday. I got everything out by, you know, 11 a.m. I'm good with a strategy. I'm good with a plan. This is where I need to put things on my calendar. I need to find other things to occupy my time while I'm waiting.
Exactly.
Productive ways,
exactly.
You know, and I know I'm not the only one. I mean, we all want to get back into our homes. We all want to, you know, and even a good friend of mine said, you know, Sharon, I want to just prep you. You know, you were, you know, on a block that there was a lot of damage. So you're not going to open your garage door, drive in and move back home.
Right,
you know,
right.
Prep yourself, not just the food. You know, my fridge defrosted. There's probably water on the floor. There could be ash. There could be, you know, my as you alluded to earlier off the air, my duct work may need to be looked at with all of that. And so now I'm rethinking. And, you know, it's funny. It just makes so much sense.
It's a huge list.
Yeah, but it's like I need to be like, I just need to go. Once I get the clear to go in, I may be another week before I can actually get back in, you know.
Right.
And I know that there was – one of my daughter's friends, you know, we don't advise this, obviously, but on Friday was able to get into my neighborhood and FaceTime me from my home.
To show you that it was okay.
And that was the only way. And he walked around the back, and the fence was smoldering. He turned the hose on that for me. So I know it's there.
Yeah.
And my alarm's been on. Whether or not the alarm company would have got an alert, I thought, well, that noise will scare somebody off. I hope
right.
if they try, but it has been letting me know if the power goes on or off.
That's a big thing because if it was off for a couple of days, everything in your refrigerator is gone. And if it soured, it ran on the floor.
Yeah.
And there's as we talked earlier, there's all kinds of stuff.
And I did turn off my air conditioning as I was told. You know, I turned everything off. So even though the power's back on, this heat.
Yeah.
You know, all of that. So, yeah. So I think, you know, patience is a virtue, as my grandmother used to say.
This is one of those times where you take a huge deep breath and just let it out really slow, because it'll all be all right. And if it's going to make a difference 100 years from now, worry about it. If it's not, then don't worry about it, because stuff could be rebuilt.
Well, and I really hope that we look at, and I know that there's been some internet activity and posts and blogs on this, but our forest lands and how we are maintaining them and the funding that has been cut. So when we live in these areas, we need to have our forests maintained. The Forest Service has lost millions of dollars under this administration in California to do the controlled burns, to take care of these forests in the way that they want. I know there was an article written on the Sacramento Bee editorial about global warming and how this, specifically the car fire, was a result of global warming.
Really? I thought it was a blown-out tire on a trailer.
Yes. In an area, and a lot of Forest Service people replied, you know, with specific numbers, budgets year over year over year, the last 5 or 10 years of money that they've lost, you know, support services for rangers and everything to get these forests healthy and not overgrown. And I think, you know, hopefully as we look back at this learning moment, not just the fire behavior and how we're going to look at that differently now, but that these forests are maintained, that we don't want to lose all of Whiskeytown Recreation Area. We want to be able to have healthy forests that are well maintained.
Well, and this isn't the Bay Area or Los Angeles. It's where they want to come to visit for vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, the budgets have to be restored to take care of this beautiful part of California. And we're still one state. So L.A. people can still claim that this is part of California, and we want to keep it as healthy as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't. You're dead on right with no budgets for control burns and clearing out the underbrush. It's not going to be healthy, not for generations to come. So we're talking about, you know, global warming is about our kids. Well, so is this.
Yeah.
Because this is our grandkids' legacy of whether this is going to be pretty or burnt down to a desert.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks again, Rich. Throw out your cell phone number one more time for people that have questions about reverse mortgage.
Sure, 941-4130.
And Rich is with Vitech Mortgage, so I think you're one of the most ethical people I know, and thank you for reaching out and joining me this morning.
Well, I thought
it was been a great hour.
Important message to get out today. I had no idea that you didn't have 10 people lined up for the show.
I wasn't prioritizing the show quite yet, but of course I wanted to be here and I want to, you know, encourage our community the best I can and thank thank our first responders and our sheriff's office and our PD, the National Guard, the volunteers, the folks working at these evacuation centers. We have rallied together as a community. We're so fortunate, and I think that's the lesson of the day.
Exactly.
Is the hero stories, and I think we'll have more and more of those to share. So thanks for joining me.
And if you're in the line at Starbucks or Dutch Bros, buy an extra cup of coffee and take it to a responder.
That's right. Or maybe an iced tea or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Depending on the day. Well, thanks for joining me. We are here every Wednesday at 9 a.m. And remember, don't regret growing older. It is a privilege denied to many. Thanks so much.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days.